Time check 844 at News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, and the Ohio researchers of Banded Spirits got together over the weekend, went to Fairport Harbor, the lighthouse there. Maybe you've, over the years, if you've ever been to a Perch Fest or you've been to the harbor, you've seen the lighthouse. Maybe you've toured it, walked up the top. A lot of speculation on whether or not it's haunted. I have on the line with me this morning the founder of this group, Chris Page. Chris, first of all, I appreciate your time a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Tell me about Ohio Researchers of Banded Spirits. How'd you come together? What's the purpose? What do you do?
We were formed in the early part of 2007 with myself and co-founder Amy Cobb. We've both had personal experiences our whole life. You know, we watched the typical ghost shows like everybody else, and we decided to investigate her house a little bit. You know, we set up the typical little cameras and that and the recorders, and we ended up getting some pretty good results out of her house. So from there, we decided to form a small group and start doing this a little bit just as a hobby. Then we soon realized that there's more hauntings out there than what anybody realized, and it's become the group that it is today.
So you, kind of a side hobby, if you will, kind of a fun thing, but still it keeps you busy because you get a lot of projects, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, in the beginning it was a hobby, but now it has become a nonprofit organization. So.
All right. Well, tell me about the lighthouse, because I've been to Fairport Harbor Lighthouse, and it. I think there's a cat, or there's a story about a mummified cat, I recall. And
right.
So what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, we were drawn to the lighthouse because of the legend of the ghost cat. One of the previous lightkeepers, Joseph Babcock, his wife, Mary, had a son, Robbie, that had died in the 20s from smallpox. And part of her mourning process was to get a lot of cats. One of her most favorite cats, which was a gray cat, had ended up disappearing. And over the years, you know, people forgot about it. Well, back in around 2001, they were running air conditioning lines in the lighthouse. And one of the workers in the crawl space had actually laid his head on it. And he didn't know what it was at the time, pulled it out, threw it on the floor, and here it's the mummified cat. Well, one of the previous curators had seen an image of a smoky type of animal that was floating through the upstairs halls and that. And thus begins the legend of the cat.
Which makes for a great story. I mean, let's face it, for any of these things, you got to have a story, you got to have a legend, and, you know, people that own the home, or in this case, the lighthouse, they got to love us just talking about the lighthouse, for one
thing.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
And to actually have the body of what possibly could be the spirit, I mean, that's just huge in itself, which is on display at the lighthouse also.
All right, so you go in Saturday night, you set up cameras, listening devices, what do you do?
Yeah, we set up surveillance cameras, infrared cameras, digital recorders, we use radiation detectors. And, you know, we do a full investigation. We did the lighthouse tower. We did the house from top to bottom. We're still going over evidence, but everything is looking, you know, pretty promising. And I'd hate to speculate on what we've found so far, but it's looking good. Some of the personal experiences we've had, include the sounds of a possible lady crying up in the lighthouse tower, more like meowing type of noises, like a low growl. I was experienced by myself in the upstairs hall, and then just the creepy chills and stuff like that you would get when you're in, you know, like the basement and stuff like that.
All right, so you seriously now, you have not put together what you would consider a full report, but as far as the information you gathered over the weekend, you heard, did you see anything?
As for seeing anything, no. It was more just the feelings and that. I know there was like a tug on a chair and stuff like that so far. So, but as for, you know, our audio and video, we're still going through that because we have probably 30 hours worth of video and audio to go through yet.
All right, what happens next? You guys get on with George Norrie maybe on Coast to Coast, or are we going to hear this or what?
Actually, we are going back Sunday, possibly. I talked with the current curator, Dan, and we'll do whatever evidence that we do come across. We'll sit down with him, go over everything, and once they know exactly what has happened there, then we will post it on our website.
Interesting. And what's the website?
Website is www.bandedspirits.com.
Bandedspirits.com. Okay. Well, we'll put a link up to it, our deal, because a lot of people can't write this down if they're in the car, but just to find out some more about you guys. But I was just curious, because I've been there several times, and I, you know, it's one of those things, you'd always heard the stories about the lighthouse, and I guess somebody took it serious enough to get you guys involved.
Right. I mean, it's a beautiful lighthouse. It's very historic. I would definitely recommend anybody going down there to check it out. And, you know, if you have the slightest interest in the paranormal, you can even see the ghost cat on display down there.
Are you sure? You sure you didn't hear just the waves on the lake, or I mean,
You know, doing this for a long time, you know, you kind of can debunk from the outside type of normal happenings and the paranormal.
I mean, you know, why I asked the question, because that's what a lot of the audience is thinking right now. Come on, let's not take this too seriously. So, I you know, no disrespect, but I mean, that's a part of, and you know that from working in this field, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. Well, Chrysalis, I appreciate your time, and maybe when you get a full report together, we can have you back on again, okay?
All right, perfect.
Hey, all the best. Thank you very much.